hardly touches. Bring my glove, will you, Evans?
There you are, man.
Greiner, make a note of that flak tower. Well done, Digger.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Got a light, old boy?
Yeah, there you go.
Jerry ammunition truck made a pretty tempting target.
So did you when you broke formation.
How did I know I was going to run into a flak tower?
You know what I'm going to do, Gillibrand?
No, sir.
I'm going to recommend you for a medal.
Well, thanks very much, Skipper. I appreciate that.
When it comes, I'm going to pin it right on your tail.
Hey, Roy, what are you going to do on your leave?
I'm going to sleep for 3 days.
Who will?
Me, I'm heading right for Hyde Park.
Why Hyde Park? I thought ducks were out of season.
Not the kind of birds I'm after.
How about you, Scott?
I'm going to go anywhere where I don't have to look at aircraft.
Group Captain Barrett wants to see you. He says it's urgent.
Scott, take care of the debriefing.
Right, Skipper.
What's up?
Hello, Roy.
Don, what's happening?
We've got visitors. Sir,
come in, Barrett.
This is Wing Commander Grant and Squadron Leader Adams, Air Vice Marshal Davis and Lieutenant Bergman.
Glad to meet you, Grant.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
How are you?
Well, sit down, gentlemen. Congratulations, Grant. I hear today's operation was a great success.
Well, we all got back, sir.
Good. Anyway, there'll be no more operations for your squadron for the next 17 days.
You mean we're on leave, sir?
No, I don't. All leave is cancelled until further orders. 633 Squadron are assigned an urgent, most secret operation. Your men are going into training for it, and that's all they need know for the present.
You mind if I ask a question?
Yes.
Why our squadron?
What do you mean?
Some of our men have been on 12 strikes in the last 2 weeks. They're pretty tired, sir. They were looking forward to a leave.
Unfortunately, they'll have to wait for their leave. All leave is cancelled. Since you took over, your squadron has attained a high degree of efficiency. You can look upon this assignment as a reward.
I'll try to, sir.
Now, for the operation. As you know, the Germans have been building mysterious concrete blocks all up and down France and Belgium. At long last, intelligence have come up with the answer to what they are. They're rocket launching pads. Yes, the Huns have got a new operational rocket. D-Day is imminent. These rockets could smash the invasion. And they're ready by the thousand. Why don't they use them? Fuel. Without very special fuel, these rockets would be so much scrap. Now we come to why Lieutenant Bergman is here. He's one of the leaders of the Norwegian Ling, the resistance. They've discovered the location of the only factory the Nazis have at present which can make fuel for these rockets. It's at a fjord just north of Bergen. Here's Bergen. Here's the fjord. It's called the Svartsa Fjord, the Black Water Fjord. Now, as to the exact location of the factory, I'll let Lieutenant Bergman tell you.
First, I must explain that the factory itself is not the target.
It's not the target.
No, the factory is bomb-proof. It is also sheltered by a huge cliff.
Well, then what do we bomb?
You bomb the mountain.
You blow away the whole overhanging cliff so that it buries the factory.
I should explain, too, why you cannot bomb from above. The underground have brought in geologists to study this mountain, and there is a fissure underneath the overhang. If you explode from below, the entire overhanging cliff will come down, or so we hope.
The only way you can get into position is to fly up the fjord at about 200 feet. The Huns have flak post at the mouth of the fjord. At 200 feet, you'd be blown to hell, which brings me back to Bergman. At an exact hour on M Day, the day of our mission, Bergman and his men will neutralize the enemy flak posts. If all goes well, Grant, you should have a clear run up the fjord.
If all goes well.
The factory will be shipping fuel in 18 days. Your special bombs will be ready in 17. Today is M minus 17. Your orders are to obliterate the target at whatever cost. Any questions? Lieutenant Bergman will be working closely with you. He knows the target well.
What are we going to practice on?
Well, we found a valley in Scotland. It's not nearly as tough as the fjord, but it's the best we can do. Barrett?
Sir?
This gives you exact schedules and routes to the training site. Training to commence immediately. Well, I think that's all, gentlemen.
Adams, will you see that Lieutenant Bergman finds suitable quarters?
I certainly will, sir.
Nice to have you with us, Lieutenant.
Thank you very much.
Wing Commander.
I just wanted to tell you how pleased I am. You were the one they chose for this operation.
I'm glad you are, Lieutenant. I wish I felt the same.
You give me the impression of being able to do very difficult things.
I do what they tell me to do.
But this is terribly important.
That's what they always say.
You sound so cynical.
Do I?
You have not seen the Nazis at close range.
Close enough.
In the air, yes. But I have seen them in my own country, torturing and killing innocent people.
So you want to bury them under that mountain, huh?
Yes. It will help win the war.
Look, Lieutenant, as long as we're working together, we might as well understand each other. We'll do the best job we can, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a job, not the Holy Grail, okay?
I will try to remember that.
You do that.
Climb in, Lieutenant. I'll drive you to your quarters.
Thank you.
Slow. We'll have to increase our approach speed to 290.
How are we going to bomb the target even if we get the right approach speed?
That's what we're here to find out.
Is already in each month of bus. Skipper, just let's sit this one out, eh?
Don't you trust me, Hoppy?
Oh, like my dear old man, but this one's a bit dicey.
I thought you wanted to see Scotland.
Yeah, but not upside down.
You had a good day, Grant.
Not good enough. I'll try it again tomorrow.
Well, that's yesterday, today, tomorrow. That's 3 days already out of your 17, Roy. Perhaps you'd better take the squadron.
All right. I wish there was somebody to see that target.
I could describe it to you. Every detail.
Hey, wasn't Bissell an artist?
The center peak is higher.
This one?
Yes. And the cliff hangs over more.
Fine. Now, what's this all about, Skipper?
You'll find out soon enough.
I see, sort of a hush-hush.
Well, you sure that's the way it is? I mean, as you remember it?
Yes, that's as good as a photograph.
Good. Thanks, Bissell.
Sir.
Oh, Bissell, how you making out with Mary? What's her name?
Mary Blake.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of hush-hush, but, we're going to get married.
He's out of his head.
Don't you approve of war marriages?
No, not for me.
You don't want any, attachments?
That's right. How wide is that fjord at that point?
Not over 200 yards.
Mm-hmm. What's on the other side of the fjord?
A lake. A large lake.
What's that?
A sailboat. My sister Hilda and I used to go sailing there. She's in England now.
How'd she get out of Norway?
We smuggled her out in a fishing boat just after our parents were killed. And your parents, Roy, where are they?
My parents? My mother's dead. I haven't seen my father since I was a kid.
Well, I have been more fortunate. At least my memories before the war were happy ones.
What'd you do before the war?
I was studying to become a doctor until the Nazis came. Instead of learning how to cure, we learned how to kill.
Send word.
With all these reinforcements, do you think they'll call off the attack?
No. Not if Eric can help it. There are many more Germans. We'll spread ourselves thinner and start 24-hour patrols.
I've called you here because I've just had a message from intelligence. The Germans have moved in another entire regiment and a string of AK-AK vehicles a mile long right into our target area.
Our underground cannot possibly knock out another German regiment, sir. We have not enough men.
Then you'll have to get some more.
If we can, they will need training.
What about a parachute attack?
It would not work. There is no place for them to land or to group.
Commanders, then, there must be some way they can work their way into the fjord.
There is no way. We have discarded that idea a dozen times.
And we'll have to send in more men, whether they're trained or not.
Could we have more time?
There is no more time. M-Day stands.
Well, in that case, we will do the best we can.
Well, Grant?
I didn't say anything, sir.
No, but I could hear you thinking. Under the new circumstances, are you willing to go in?
Are you asking me to volunteer?
No, damn it, I'm not. I'm giving you an order.
In that case, I volunteer.
How'd we do?
Perfect. Wish I'd have been the Germans down there.
Try and match that. Speed 295, dead on.
Altitude 200 feet and keep it low. Peel off in this order. Scott. Gillibrand. Sink.
I don't know why you ever left that coal mine.
Well, that's what I could do with right now. A nice, deep, cozy coal mine.
If I make a mess of this, you'll be deeper than any coal mine.
Scott. Tail.
Trying to remember that, will you?
How can I forget it? I was figuring on getting the widow for myself.
Oh, I love your raw colonial humor. Bloody aborigine.
Too close, Gillibrand. Pull up sooner.
Okay, give up.
You think they're ever going to get it? Give them a week. They'll get it.
Save my neck.
Well, why shouldn't I?
You're damn lucky they didn't get you.
Look out!
Thank you.
Now, listen. There I was, with this Messerschmitt coming in at 12 o'clock. I was out of ammunition.
What did you do then?
Well, I opened the old escape hatch, reached up, grabbed him by the tail, and pulled him down.
Now, there's a really beautiful sight.
Haven't you seen a pair of legs before, you big ape?
Oh, not like your sweetheart.
What's the matter with you, Aussies? Don't they let you see girls till you're over 40?
They don't have girls down under.
Down under what?
Oh, here comes Rosie. Oh,
stand by, bitch. I'll ask you to step aside, sir.
Oh, I'll step aside, Rosie, if you'll step outside with me. Don't you listen to him, love. We're going to live in Australia and raise kangaroos.
No, don't listen to him, Rosie. Marry me.
Belt him one in the face.
Oh, you need a poor lad with only one hand.
Oh, depends what he's doing with it.
Keep it up, boys. Come on, Rosie. I will see you through.
The gentleman at last. Here we are, love. Be hale and hearty till you're 90.
That's our aim, Rosie.
Hale and hearty till we're 90. What do you suppose those special bombs are for?
Not what. Who? I can expect from the adjutant's WAP.
They're for the paper hanger. Berchtesgaden. Wow.
One of these bullets could be right on the head. This medic came up to me and said, shall I take you to the infirmary, sir? I said, no, but you can drop this off at the garage.
For me, just my type.
Oh, yeah? What makes you think you're going to get first crack?
Rank, old boy. Excuse me. I wonder if I might entice you into joining me for a drink, my love. What?
Eric!
Years.
Oh, you know, sometimes I was so afraid that I might never see you again.
You know me better than that.
Of course. Now let me have a look at you. What a fine uniform. The Navy, isn't it?
Yes. Unfortunately, a Navy without ships.
I don't care. As long as you're safe here and not in Norway.
I think we've broken up the party. Let's go into the parlor.
Oh, I have so many questions to ask. I don't know where to start.
Some chaps have all the luck.
Don't be silly. That's Lieutenant Bergman's sister.
I've got a sister. Would you like to see a photograph?
Oh, what use is a photograph? Anyway, she probably looks like you.
Hey, same again, Mr. Kemp. This round of my sister, eh? Oh,
hey, Rosie, how about some music?
Yes, some music. Come on.
Who's next, then?
Oh, welcome aboard. Skip up.
What are you drinking,
Skipper?
What do you got?
Whiskey.
That's ordinary.
Hey, girls. How did you manage to break out of the barracks?
Roy brought a ladder, didn't you, Roy?
Second story work.
Hey, girls. You've arrived just in time to make the party complete.
Here's two girls.
Yeah, all of them.
Haven't met all of them.
You haven't met Bergman's sister. She's in the other room.
Here's the one I haven't met.
Go on.
Well, that is about all there is. That is how I got to England.
And now you work for the English?
Yes, with an RAF squadron as liaison officer. But that's all I'm permitted to tell you. But enough about me. What have you been doing?
Well, I have been working in the country with children who have been sent out of the bombed areas.
Oh, Roy. Come in. I would like you to meet my sister, Hilda. Wing Commander Grant.
How do you do?
I was just drinking a toast to you.
Thank you. My brother has just been telling me about you.
You're the girl on the sailboat, aren't you?
Sailboat?
Yes, I was telling Roy about the times you went sailing on our lake. You remember?
Oh, yes, I remember, but I felt much younger then. The last 3 years seemed more like 300.
You're a mighty pretty old lady.
Thank you again. But you don't have to pay me compliments, Wing Commander. Just take care of my brother.
Oh, yeah, well, we take care of each other. You know, kind of mutual aid society.
Roy?
Hmm?
Your drink's getting warm.
Oh, excuse me. I was just looking for you.
I bet you were.
I must have came around here. I asked the fellow, where were you?
Is that his fiancée?
You would be amused to hear you say that. No, I don't think he takes her too seriously.
Well, I feel he doesn't take anything seriously.
But they are all like that, different from us. The more they feel something, the less they show it. Today in that raid, some of their friends were killed, and tonight they are drinking, very gay.
And you feel that he is dependable for whatever it is you're doing?
Oh, yes. Completely.
Morning.
Good hit, Gillibrand. Why'd you ask it?
No!
Blue leader to Jones. You're up. Clobber it.
Okay, skip out!
What went wrong? Their luck ran out. Blue leader to squadron. Form on Scott. Return to station.
Sorry to disturb you, Roy. I wanted to speak to you.
Come on in. What's up?
I've come to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yes. Davis had word from the underground. They have not been able to raise enough men. They're dropping me in tonight.
Well, how are you going to get more men if there aren't any?
Well, there is a unit operating in the mountains just north of the fjord. I might be able to bring them down.
If you can get by the German lines.
Yes.
Hello, this is Grant. Give me operation.
Hold on.
I'll fly you in.
They've already assigned a Mitchell.
To hell with a Mitchell. I'll fly the drop. Hello, Jerry. Get my ship on the line. I'm making a drop tonight. Right.
You should not take unnecessary risks.
Look who's talking.
I would like to see Hilda before I go.
All right. We'll pick her up after I talk to Davis.
We'd planned on going to the party tonight. The one for Bissell and Mary.
Oh, yeah. They get married, aren't they?
Hmm.
It's funny. Two die, two get married. Can't even things up.
I thought you were against marriage.
I'm also against death. But it happens anyway. I'd feel a lot better if I could fly him there myself, sir.
I've ordered a Mitchell to fly him in and make an arms drop at the same time.
Oh, could I fly the Mitchell?
You're grounded until M-Day.
Grounded? When did that happen?
I've just made the decision. Scott can lead the remainder of the practice flights.
What kind of a decision is that?
I've been with that squad. It's just that you're too important to risk.
Yes, sir. Is it all right if I drive him to the airplane, or is that too great a risk?
We'll take a chance on that.
Thank you, sir.
Over, we can take Roy sailing on our lake. Will you come, Roy?
Sure, I'll come.
And we can go fishing like before. You like to fish?
Yeah, I like to fish.
Good. That will be something to look forward to, eh, Hilda? Hilda.
Yoda, Eric.
Take good care of her, Roy.
Good luck when you hit that ground.
And to you, in the air.
Are you angry with me?
No, why should I be angry?
You just don't seem to be friendly.
Hell, I'm friendly. I just got a lot on my mind, that's all.
And now you've got me besides. Is that what you were thinking of?
No.
I promise I won't be a bother, but one favor I have to ask you. Let me know if there's some news about Eric.
Sure. Give me your address and I'll let you know.
I'm going to stay here until I know he's safe.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, there are a lot of hungry characters around here.
I think you do not understand. Eric is all that's left for me in the world, and Now he's gone.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry.
Pardon me.
Happy days, old boy.
And nights.
Rosie! Rosie!
I'm coming.
Oh, come on, lover. All the payment bubbly will be gone.
How about these days?
Is that all you could get?
All I could get. There is a war on, you know.
You could have filled me, love. I'm going to get some more tin cans.
Sounds like quite a party. You want to join him?
No, I'm not in a party mood. I think I just got to my room.
All right.
Oh, you don't have to see me in.
I promised Eric I'd take care of you.
Oh, I know what it is. You don't want to throw me to those hungry characters.
That's right.
Here comes the boy!
Good luck, Bizzle.
I brought my luck with me.
That's
Don't worry, it's not contagious.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Well, good night, and thank you.
Good night. Oh, Hilda.
Yes?
I've been grounded.
Grounded?
Well, that means that I won't be flying for a couple of days, and I was wondering if tomorrow you were free, maybe you...
If you're inviting me, the answer is yes. Good night.
Three days ago. They're all over the place.
20 hostages were shot yesterday before a bridge gulf blew up.
You had orders. No attacks.
Sister was raped. We must bury the chute.
With all the German patrols, it would be better to wait till dark.
We can't. The weapons must get through to the other units. Easy. Slow down at the barricade.
What did you do before the war, Roy?
I was a barnstormer.
Barnstormer?
Yeah, you know, aerial circuses, aerobatics, things like that.
Now you fly in the war. Do you hate the Germans?
I never met any. The only ones I've ever seen have been through a gun sight. Not the best way to get acquainted.
Then why did you enter the war so early?
Well, I had to do something. The air circus folded, so I joined the Eagle Squadron.
It was different with me. Where I grew up, everything was very safe.
Uh-oh. I got one.
Oh, bring him in before he gets away.
Oh, no, he might throw the hook. The idea is to give him a little bit of play.
Oh, it's a sardine. It's a Norwegian sardine.
How did he get over here? All right, little sardine, back to your fjord. Now, here. You want to take that over there? Straighten the line out.
Yeah.
That's it. Put it straight now. Hey, you're very good.
I used to do it for the fishermen. And sometimes they even took me out on the boat with them.
Captured Eric. The Gestapo's got him. And they've had him since 8 this morning. You know what that means. They'll work on him. And they'll break him down and they'll make him talk. This whole operation's in danger unless we can stop it.
How?
We know the building they've got him in. Gestapo headquarters in Bergen. This building must be bombed. We believe that a single mosquito might get through tonight and stop him.
You want to kill her, right?
We need a man to do a job.
You want to kill her.
Listen, boy. Do you remember Charlie, that collie I used to have? You remember how he nursed him when he was run over by a lorry? But it was no good. He was in pain, so I had to shoot him.
I don't care about your canine love stories. We're talking about a man's life.
We are talking about many men's lives.
I'm grounded, remember?
That order can be rescinded in the circumstances.
What circumstances?
If you should happen to volunteer.
Is there a choice?
Yes.
It's a hell of a choice. Who'll be my navigator?
Bissell's volunteered.
Okay. Tell him to get my plane ready. I'll be out in about a half an hour.
We'll be waiting for you.
Swan.
How are you feeling, Lieutenant? Very sociable. Listen to me, Lieutenant. I am going to ask you some questions. You will have to answer them sooner or later. You will save yourself much pain by answering now. What were you doing in England, and whom did you see there?
I was not in England.
Oh, come, Lieutenant. Those canisters and weapons we found.
I know nothing about them.
You are insulting our intelligence. We will try something nearer home. What is the location of your underground headquarters?
I have nothing to say.
Surely you will not deny you are a member.
I have nothing to say.
I'm afraid we shall have to persuade you. Take off his clothes.
Advise intelligence, one aircraft dispatched en route to pre-designated Norwegian target. Yes. I can be reached here at Sutton Craddock Operations. We'll wait.
Should be just crossing the coast now.
If Bergman talks...
He won't talk. We'll know soon enough.
Go on, Lieutenant. What else? Well, Lieutenant?
Down, but one light showing. I don't think it's locked.
All crash crews. All crash crews stand by for emergency landing.
So this might be a little rough.
Oh, God. Holy shit!
Then you're quite sure it was Gestapo headquarters you hit?
Yes, sir.
Then we can assume that Bergman is dead.
Yes, sir.
Grant, it may seem ironic to you, but I'm going to recommend you for an award for what you did today. You may have saved the whole operation.
Shall I break the news to Bergman's sister, Roy? I shan't mention your part, of course.
No, I'll tell her.
Gentlemen, I can't take a chance on anything else going wrong. I'm going to move up the operation. Take off 0330 hours tomorrow morning.
But, sir, what about the bombs?
They'll be here tonight. Adams, get in touch with the Ling. Tell them to plan their attack for tomorrow.
Yes, sir. At what time?
Daybreak. Grant, you better get that wound, St. John.
How's a man going to be without a face and blind? Awful, isn't it, sir? Torturing him. You stopped it. Eric cannot thank you, Roy. So I thank you for him. I will wait for you.
I'm glad.
Roy! Please come back. Please do come back.
Go today.
Now, the bombs you'll be using are what we call earthquake bombs. And that is literally their purpose, to cause an earthquake,
which will bring down the overhanging section of this mountain and bury that factory which the Germans have built there under that.
All right, gentlemen. You may return to your seats.
Squadron Leader Adams will now continue with the briefing.
This is the flight plan from Sutton Craddock. By following this dogleg, the chances of losing the surprise element over the sea are reduced. If you are detected, this route will lead the enemy to believe that you're on a coastal shipping strike.
Wing Commander Grant,
anything to add?
I would just like to remind the men that we will drop the bombs within 50 yards of each other at 10-second intervals.
The geologists calculate that 12 bombs of this size, exploding in this pattern, will break loose the overhang.
Skipper, excuse me, I'd like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Isn't it likely that each plane could be blown apart by the explosion of the bomb in front of it?
Not if our calculations are correct.
Have you got a good calculator?
With all those gun emplacements, the flak's going to be murderous, isn't it, sir?
The Norwegian underground will attack those emplacements at exactly 0630.
Which means that you should be entering the fjord not earlier than 0655 and not later than 0705.
Squadron Leader Adams. Time check your watches. It's coming up 2:47 in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Check. Your call sign is Everest. The code for the successful completion of the operation is Vesuvius.
Sounds like that mountain could turn into a bloody big volcano.
Yes, and we hope the Germans will be under it.
Any further questions?
Yes, sir. I've got a question. It's just a bit of curiosity, really, but what does that factory make?
You'll be told that when you get back. This much I can tell you, though. No squadron has ever been sent out on a more critically important operation. That's all, gentlemen. Except, good luck.
What's that?
At last, I've got Davis's permission and the medical's to come along. Without your command, of course.
You're a little late, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you haven't been on any practice missions. We take off in a half an hour.
Look, I've studied every detail of this strike from beginning to end. I know I can follow you in.
Yeah, why do you want to risk your neck?
I am damned if I know, Roy.
Okay, Don. You can take Jones's place. You'll lead Red Section.
Thanks.
How do you feel now?
Scared. And you?
Scared.
have moved up M Day. They want us to attack at 06:30 hours.
It is time to send Matter home. We are starting the attack.
Landfall 9 minutes, skipper. Dead on 07:03.
Right.
ETA 0703, sir. 633, Operation Control. It's for you, sir.
Davis here. Yes? What? I see. Thank you. Intelligence reports the Germans ambushed the Ling, trailed some of the survivors to their hideout, destroyed everything. Arms, communications, men, the lot. When's their landfall?
0703.
Send this message to Wing Commander Grant. Ling destroyed. Enemy anti-aircraft intact. You have permission to abort.
Harvey?
Abort.
Blue leader to all sections. Enemy anti-aircraft intact. Keep your eyes open. We're going in.
You know, Skipper, I'm going to recommend you for a medal. And when it comes, I'm going to pin it right in your...
What?
On your tail. There's Norway. And you can have it.
Bandits up above. Keep their low. Thank you.
4 hits, 3 aircraft lost, 2 crews ditched in fjord.
Bandits at 7 o'clock, Clark. Bandits at 7 o'clock. Dive, Clark. Come on, Green Section. Way behind. Come on, Green Section. Break for the fjord. Gellibrand, break for the fjord. Send it.
Six direct hits. 9 aircraft lost. 1 bomb left.
Get down! With an engine jet!
Vesuvius, sir. Vesuvius.
All right, Scott, let's get the hell out of here. You lead and I'll cover.
Roger, Skipper.
I can't raise him, sir.
Keep trying, keep trying.
Yes. He's coming on the line now, sir.
Davis here, sir. Vesuvius, sir. Complete success. Thank you, sir. They'll happen. They won't start tomorrow, or this month, or on D-Day, and that's important.
Then what's it all add up to? All their sacrifice.
A successful operation.
But they're probably all dead. All 633 Squadron.
You can't kill a squadron